And so we'll call the Historic Preservation Committee meeting for Wednesday, June 25th, 2014 to order.
Can we? We go to forum?
You can have a meeting, you just can't vote on action.
Okay.
And it may be okay if we're not, well, there's some things we need to decide on tonight, so hopefully he'll come. So we should have the roll call. First order of business is to have the roll call. Metzler is not here yet at 6:01. Fredericks?
Here.
Copperwood?
Here.
Pasco is excused. And Rupp is here. Do we need them? We should probably just have a motion to approve them. Oh, the next item, sorry. I ate my supper too fast, and I'm still trying to get away. The next item is to modify or adopt this evening's agenda. Are there any comments, changes?
I would like to see number 6 moved after number 8.
Okay. In other words, you'd like to see it now.
And 7 and 8 combined.
7 and 8 combined, so you're recommending that we move 6 to between 8 and 9?
Mm-hmm.
And 7 and 8, they're kind of on the same topic anyway. So, does anybody have anything else they want to change? Hearing none, all those in favor of the change, moving number 6 down between 8 and 9 and talking about 7 and 8 together, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Nay. The motion carries. The next, item number 3, approved minutes from May 28th, 2014 minutes.
you may not be able to do that.
Because we can't. You're right. Yeah,
isn't quorum majority? Or is it 4?
It's 4 because we have 7 on. And
so we can't adopt minutes.
The importance of number 6 is apparent already. Okay. So we won't do that until Steve, until or when Steve comes. Item number 4, announcements. Trevor, do you have an announcement?
Yes, just the update on the National Register nomination grant.
Mm-hmm.
I received a template of the contract that we should kind of follow from Joe DeRose. I kind of filled everything out and changed a few things. He approved that. Now we're just waiting on the village attorney, Dennis Duffy, to approve the contract. So as soon as he approves that, then we can get it out to Jennifer and have her sign it, mm-hmm. and she can get started. And I already let her know everything, so she's...
That's in the works, and that's she can kind of... Do you have a timeline or any rough idea how long it would take to get through the attorney?
I know he's out of the office for the remainder of this week.
Okay.
So hopefully by next week.
Yeah. Okay.
So that puts us about half a month to a month off schedule, but I think that's okay with Jennifer.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Any other announcements?
I have one. There's currently a temporary moratorium on the historic tax credits in Wisconsin. I don't know if anyone else has heard about it, so I just wanted to call that to attention.
Is there a reason for it?
Overuse. They're looking at the budget impacts to the state. Not overuse, enthusiastic use is more, it's encouraging that people are using the tax credits, but it's making a larger impact than they anticipated on the state budget. So,
I think on the news today they said 10 times as many people that they thought would be taking advantage of it.
But historically, with the other surrounding states, that's typically been the case because people weren't anticipating it, so they held off with projects sure. pending that, and then all filed once the law was signed in. But interesting, the Northland Hotel is not on the list. And that's where the law was signed, so that was...
But not a list of approved ones.
They hadn't applied yet, right?
They hadn't applied yet, sounds like. Mm. So...
No indication historically how long these moratoriums last? Or?
It doesn't look like it'll be reviewed before January. Mm. So that's a... Mm-hmm. That's a bad thing.
Not much we can do about that.
I know. Yeah. It's just more informational for
you
guys.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
thanks.
Yeah, we didn't have any commercial properties that qualified anyway.
We could have with the Chancery.
Any other announcements? Okay, I guess we'll go on to number five then. Public appearances.
Is that where I can say something?
You can.
Okay. First, I wanted to ask, I attended the early meeting, the big, very big one that was in the Village Hall period. And your first...
Rita, introduce yourself for the record.
Did what?
Say your name for the record. For
oh, Rita Houston.
And your address?
Your address?
3100, oh no, that's where I used to live. 122 Old Alloway Court.
Thank you.
Okay. I was wondering, and you had emailed me and said, if you have any questions to ask Joe DeRose when he comes up, and I had communicated with him a few times to send them to him. I sent him two questions. I forgot what one of them was. But one of them was, if we don't have a historical district, why would we be given a grant before they ever determine whether that we didn't have a historical district? And he wrote back and he said, good question, but when he came up he never answered it. So do I have to email him back to get the answer, really?
Can you say that question again? I didn't understand what you're asking.
If we don't have a historical district, which I disagree with him on what he's picked so far. if we don't have a historical district, why would we get a grant before they determine whether we had a historical district?
It's to investigate further the architectural findings from the survey.
Give you a $20,000 grant just to investigate?
And write the nomination papers.
Oh, okay.
This is what we got.
Oh, are you talking about that grant?
For the survey, yep.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about a future grant for a district.
Oh, no. I copied every word of that.
Okay, yeah. This was the intensive survey.
This was the product of the grant we applied for.
Okay, that was the other reason why I was here. When we had the big meeting, they were asking for volunteers to do certain things, and they wanted somebody to do the sports people and the notable people. And I just sat there and some man, I didn't even know who he was, nominated me to do it. And I was going to say, no. And then I looked around and I thought, I think I'm the only one here that could do it. So I accepted it and got a call from Jack Ruskey and Tita Pluff, both who wanted to help me. But in the meantime, that started coming out. That's the initial survey, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was very displeased at what I saw in it. Very displeased. Because I put in all the Packer players that I had a deadline that was unrealistic. I had to furnish birth and death dates for all of them. So I started just listing all the Packer players I knew that lived in Alloway. I could not furnish birth and death dates for all of them. I made one colossal mistake, which was I put Tony Canadeo on Oakwoods Avenue. It turns out he never lived there. It was his brother Sammy. Nobody caught it. But then what was really troublesome was... had to name an artist for a notable person, they put Sally Berner. To this day, I've never heard of her. I understand she is a good artist. I would have nominated Carolyn Barnard, who is frankly 10 years older than I am, but she's still alive. I would have nominated Carolyn Barnard. I put in Alvin Brusky because of all the good things he did. He lived right across from St. Matthew's School. When the kids had scrapes, they never bothered going to the teacher. They went right over to Dr. Alvin Brusky's house. He patched them up and sent them back to school. And he was very prominent in Alloy. He lived in the old Herman Greiling home, which has a great reputation. I didn't, instead of putting Alvin in, they put his brother Eugene because he was the Packer doctor. That didn't make sense to me. I put Jim Schneider in, who belongs to notable people. My husband hunted with Al Schneider, his father. I didn't know Al Schneider, but he ate lunch every day at Tawny Country. I'd see him packing, passing, coming and going. But my husband hunted with him. Don Schneider belongs in notable people. If you went past the office and saw the thousands of trucks, you'd know that he made that company. Somebody put Jim Schneider in, and everybody's laughing at me. Everybody is laughing at me because one woman said, my gosh, they paid him to leave the family. What's that?
This is on public record.
What's he say?
You're being recorded. Mm. Just reminding you that you're being recorded.
Oh, I don't care.
Yeah, this is recorded.
I don't care. Because what I'm saying is true.
Well, that's okay. That way we can make sure we get it right.
Everybody's laughing because he does not belong in notable people. Alan Houston is my husband's brother. Who in the world put him in? I don't understand. He lived in the house that's on the nomination list, but he did not build that house. Actually, Boob Darling built that house. He was one of the early Packer players. But his wife was Florence Straubel, who should be a notable person. She was more notable than Alan Houston was. I put Amanda Cobb on, who certainly should have been on the notable people list. They didn't even consider her. I don't understand it. I put Betsy and Phil Hendrickson on it.
And Amanda Cobb, you want to just mention why Amanda Cobb would be important?
Amanda Cobb being exceptionally important. In fact, I brought two things. I was supposed to be at the last meeting, and can I show them to you? Mm-hmm. They came out, instead of my going through all this, they came out, which indicates there's so much stuff in here. Sorry, it's taking so long. Well, just before your last meeting, in the paper was this list of people, people, achievers. And the first six of them are from Alloy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And here's Donald Schneider. He's up here. And then I nominated Merlin Bush, who is Bob Bush's father.
Rita, can you give us the date of the newspaper? That's the Green Bay Press Gazette.
Pardon?
Just say the date for the record so somebody wants to see what you're talking about.
From the Sunday, May 18th, 2014, the Section D, business section.
Okay.
So, well, this is the picture that came out shortly afterwards of Bob Bush, who I did not put on notable people, but apparently he's very notable, and he does appear on this list. my point is, there were notable people that were turned away. By whom? And there were notable there were unnotable people that were added on. My point is, it ended up that I did the job by myself. So I was the only person responsible. I'm responsible for doing the wrong thing with the Kennedale thing.
But we forgive you.
Pardon?
We forgive you. Very few people know that.
Yeah. But if you appoint somebody or you're nominated to do a job and then somebody makes such a mess out of it, why are we going to get people to do other jobs? How are we going to do it?
So the question you have is, if you were put in charge of a project, you wanted to stay in charge, and
I
you
had to. I would have thought that whoever did all the changes, it was nobody on this board.
No, it was a contractor.
Well, then I know who did it. Okay, so but wouldn't.
But we all had a chance to make changes to it before it came adopted, and.
But
none
who
of
on the board would make
forward.
Those changes? And if you appoint somebody, should you not at least ask them whether it's appropriate for them to be either on or off?
Does anybody have an opinion about what we might? Does anyone have an opinion about what we might be able to do to make this known to the folks that put this study together?
Well, right after that, I got very, very. In fact, I wrote to Bob Short with some previous corrections, and I just decided it's not worth it. Because if they can mess it up so badly, and I feel responsible for it.
We can make adjustments on the Wisconsin Historical Society website, where each of the entries have a file. So any adjustments to the report would need to be made to
be
Joe DeRose. Yes.
No, the notable people cannot be changed. The intensive survey cannot be changed. The database in Madison can't
be
changed.
That's my question.
This was never supposed to be an end-all, be-all document. It's our beginning point.
It's got to be what?
It's our beginning point for historical preservation in the village. It was never supposed to be.
It's very bothersome when you're in charge of something and then it goes so haywire that you don't even want to participate anymore.
I understand that. Believe me, I'm there too. With other things.
And, you know, like.
But I have a personal feeling that historical preservation is more important than my personal feelings, so I have to keep moving on. And I think we have to keep moving on.
Well, see, I am a little bit different because when you first started the preservation, I thought, gee, maybe I should get on that committee because I know the homes that I feel were important. I personally am more interested than about the people that are inside the house.
Okay.
So I think I have a pretty good feel after living here for 87 years of who's important.
Okay.
We're not disagreeing.
Pardon?
We don't disagree. It's just that it is what it is. You know, we got a product.
Yeah, but why? It bothers me that somebody that would make the changes wouldn't at least check to find out whether.
But it was submitted to all of us to make edits too. Yes, it was. I have documentation. It was. It was.
We were told you could make spelling corrections, and that was about it. No context.
That is wrong.
No, because I sent Bob Short some different things that Rita had passed on to me.
And Jennifer came up to have a meeting with all of us about the report.
But you did not approve or disapprove of the changes?
We didn't go through it page by page. And I know that I looked at the area that I did the research on, and I don't know the notable people. I haven't lived here long enough, so I wouldn't feel qualified to go through it and decide whether somebody should be added or taken out. So I didn't even look at that part of it. Honestly,
that's what
in the
their
review.
Expertise was for. Yeah.
Everything considered, I feel responsible for doing it. But at the same time, there were a lot of people that were left off, but the time limit was unrealistic.
It was a big project, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In a very short time.
It was
time.
Like they were trying. I don't disagree that they did a lot of work, But it was like, let's get this over with so we can get on to the next thing. But
well, there were deadlines that they had to meet.
It was
that were
unrealistic,
into the contract,
I thought. So. Yeah, I thought it was unrealistic.
But
so
we were under a grant timeline, too. It wasn't all on Jennifer. I mean, we all had a part in it. I feel like you're blaming Jennifer, and it's not her fault.
See, now, I feel like I turned out a very inferior product if this is the way it's going to go in. And
I don't agree with you. I think it's a stellar document, and it's a great basis for going forward.
You think it's good when they leave people off?
I think it's better than what we had before. And it's a first step towards historical preservation in Alloway.
Well,
and we
I
can keep moving forward.
I've lived here for 87 years and don't even know who Sally Berner is. I've never heard of her. I know she's an artist because somebody told me.
Well, she continues to paint and lives in her home on West Briar Lane.
Yeah, so?
I don't know who she is, but she's currently an Alloway resident.
And she's currently. But that doesn't mean she's a notable person compared to Carolyn Barnard, let's say.
Is Carolyn Barnard?
Carolyn Barnard is part of the Katie Barnard family.
And her watercolors are all over town.
Are
there? A lot of the institutions have her watercolors in the lobbies.
Because they developed Sunlight Park, Katie Barnard. But
well, the answer is I anticipated this question that you have, and Village Board has approved an amendment to this document to be produced at the end of the year, because we know that this is a final document that can't be changed, but the Village Board did approve an amendment that we can submit along with the master plan for the community. So there is a way to do annual updates to progress so that we don't get locked into this old document.
The whole thing makes me feel like, and I know I didn't do a good job because of the time limit, but it makes me feel like I did a very inferior job by adding and subtracting people that I wasn't aware of.
You didn't have the resources. I know it, you needed an assistant that could put them all on a spreadsheet so you could keep track of everything, and
I had the people to do
the technology.
It. By the time it got down to using my people, it was so.
Yeah, you didn't have the access to the technology to keep track of everything.
If that's the way they're going to do it, I don't want to be a part of it.
Well, go ahead.
As Debbie said, this is like a beginning,
mm-hmm.
and we also just learned that we have approval from the board to make an annual amendment or an adjustment to that. So is there a way we could, I mean, you know, what are we going to adjust? And you have information that maybe could be put in an amendment.
Well, I just gave you...
Yeah. So
well, you have until the end of the year, so there's plenty of time.
To write something up.
To come up with a format.
The project has totally turned me off.
What amendment are you referring to?
When I was complaining to the board, because mm-hmm. I complain a lot, because I felt that this was supposed to be a planning document, and it turned out that it was insufficient. It didn't meet its goals. The solution was the board agreed, I think it was on the master plan, what was the master plan?
The
comprehensive plan. They made a provision that if we want to make amendments to the comprehensive plan with updates, annual updates, then it becomes a living document. So this document cannot be changed, but we can produce an annual supplement to the comprehensive plan that the board will accept. And they
who is we?
That would have to go to the plan commission, right?
Right. So that's where it would go.
But Jim,
so
that does not solve the problem.
Who is we?
Whoever wants to do it. Whoever wants to do it.
That does not.
That would have to come from this board, though.
This board didn't ask for it, though.
the, doesn't matter if the board asks for it, there is permission from the village to, for this board to do it, because the board didn't, the board was completely satisfied with the intensive survey, and I wasn't. So
is this board.
I think
you're not obligated, but you have the option of adding a amendment to the comprehensive plan. So you're not obligated to do it, but you have the option.
I think just to clarify, the comprehensive plan was approved, and that can receive amendments. However, that is separate from the intensive survey.
Right. Because the intensive survey is done. It's not a living document. It's done. It's etched in stone, and it can't be changed for 20 years.
The intensive survey is only referenced in the comprehensive plan. It makes no mention much further than that.
But the reason I'm here is, why would somebody even want to do a job if somebody else is going to interfere and change things without your knowledge? If I'm supposed to be doing it, now Tita Pluff did call me right away and say, you've got to get the Burnhams on. I couldn't find the Burnhams' birth and death dates. They lived in that big house on Ducharme, and I had so much, I can show you what the stuff I've done, but I worked hard on it. But then to have it sabotaged by somebody that nobody knows who did it, that doesn't make sense to me. And how are you going to get people to volunteer to do things if this is going to happen?
I think, like Bobby said, that this is just a beginning document. And we can create things in the future that recognize different people. I think, correct me if I'm wrong, I believe this document's main purpose is to recognize historic buildings and structures within the community. The notable people is kind of a...
It's an offshoot of the original, the people who lived in them.
Correct.
It's important only to the extent, I mean, one reason it's important is if the person is notable to the extent that it makes their home, you know, it's one of the qualifiers, you know, that it's architectural significance and the, you know, how it fits in with the neighborhood. And you know, if it was designed and built by a well-known person like Frank Lloyd Wright or somebody, you know, and also
if the home is built by
by a well-known architect, or if it was lived in or built by a person who was well-known, and so we have
some of those people
here.
I think Lombardi belongs to notable people.
Yeah. Well, his home is in a a district that's recommended for historic.
It's not a historic district. No, I knew the man who owned all that property.
Yeah, it's just one. Yeah, it's across the street from me.
So the notable function of the notable people was on their field notes. They put stars next to the notable people that they
wanted. Well, it's not going to happen because those people won't let it happen.
So the individually eligible homes with super eligible people, right? The top of the top would be the Vince Lombardi home, and they were trying to get the Curly Lambeau home, but the only one that we have tied to the notable person would be the Vince Lombardi home, and then all the homes surrounding his house.
He's a notable person.
Right.
Certainly, but...
So his street, his circle, those homes.
Can, since this group is focused on preservation of architectural buildings, can that notable people section be something that's owned by Historical Alloy Society, which has a focus on the people and the events?
Well, see, I think
and the history.
Lombardi belongs to notable people.
That's why I'm wondering if your group could own the notable people section.
I see what you're saying. Well, I've got them in notable people.
And keep it separate than the buildings.
Well, this report cannot be changed. And this is not only a starting point, but it's an ending point.
This is for architecture.
Limited. Yeah. So we are strictly limited to researching properties that were identified as significant, historically significant in that document. And if it's not identified as historically significant, we're not allowed to ask the state for money for a survey for it. It won't be done. For example, Heritage Hill is not significantly
has
historical significance.
That's not true.
As a district, and that was pulled off of the district, and Heritage Hill will not be eligible for any surveys from this committee because they were deemed not historic as a district.
They've already been surveyed, so they were not part of this survey.
No, they were part of the survey, and it was recommended by the
contractor. We knew going in
that
Heritage Hill would not be part of this project. We knew that going in.
They surveyed Heritage Hill, and it was recommended that Heritage Hill be a district, and the state rejected that recommendation.
Well, they also look
it's
at
in the field notes.
The
it's
new
in the field
thing
notes.
That they look at, though, is if the building has been moved, and that's why we locally designated the guardhouse, because it was moved, and now once it's moved, it's not eligible on the National
that's
Registry.
True. That's not true.
That's what Heritage Hill
Well, that's what, you see, you're getting bad information from the state and from the contractor. The
I think
fact
you
that,
have the bad information.
Well, you see, the bad information is that because a property was moved or because a property has final siting on it, does not automatically categorically excluded from inclusion in the National Register.
We have to go by what their judgment is because they're the ones with the money. We're not fighting them.
So the contractor and the state had a fight. The state deleted 10 districts that the contractor said belonged, and one of those 10 districts was Heritage Hill. And so the contractor suggested that be a historic district, and the state said no, and there's no record of why Heritage Hill was not allowed to become a historic district, and they wanted to become a historic district.
I believe it's because the buildings are not in their original location, and that sounds like that had been a change, because some of the buildings in Heritage Hill are on the National Registry, and now they changed the rules, and that's why the guardhouse is.
But we're speculating, so it should be, and that's why I keep asking for the field notes, is because there was a discussion between the contractor and the state. The State Historic Preservation Officer, there was a conversation, and Heritage Hill was deleted from one of the 13 historic districts.
Charles Pelkey came to us telling us that, too. So Heritage Hill, whoever they work at the state level, was now telling them that.
It's Jim Drager was the person in charge of this, and then Joe DeRose works under Jim. So it's one of those two that deleted Heritage Hill. And it's in the field notes.
It's their call. It's their money.
No,
and
it's the federal money. It's federal
According
money.
According to them,
it's not the state
rules
money.
Changed at the federal level, and they were no longer eligible for National Registry.
But there's 10 districts that were deleted. There were 100 properties unaccounted for in the intensive survey, and that resulted in 10 districts being deleted by the state. So
I think
can I ask
we're kind of getting off track here.
I'd
like to go back to one point before you speak. Okay. Could I say something real quick? I think Bobby had a good point, and what I'm feeling is that a list of notable people, whether they're on this or not on this, is kind of outside the scope of our function as a committee, because, again, we're responsible for taking some actions whenever we can, interpreting this study and moving forward to put buildings and structures and neighborhoods on the National Historic Register. Now, that's not our purview. That's not what we're responsible for doing. Now, we could make that one of our projects.
But I was responsible.
But, yeah, you were, and it's too bad that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And we understand that, and you're on the public record as having spoken as such. But I think what Bobby said was a good idea, that maybe your group could take the people part. It doesn't have to do anything
with
the people in the stories.
Yeah, the people in the stories make up another part of our history, which is quite valuable, and it's especially interesting.
It's totally away from the building.
Yeah, it is. They're mutually exclusive almost. It's like a separate project.
And I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, and that's what I'm trying to.
And maybe that probably should have.
Yeah, and I think what this did was to try and hit a few highlights. At the beginning, they had some history about, you know, the Native Americans and when the explorers came, but that's kind of a highlight. I mean, you can read a lot more about that. You can read a lot more about well-known people.
They should be separated.
Yeah, it should be separated because the main focus is what are the structures in here and how old are they and whether and you know are they qualified? That's the purpose of this study. So
okay.
I think that
which refers to my other question is Arrowhead and St. Francis were the first two streets in Sunlight Park. They won't even consider Sunlight Park. I babysat there in a home that has not changed one bit. And Joe DeRose said that it was the start of ranch homes and attached garages. Everybody wanted to live there because everybody, the rest of it developed later. But St. Francis, and they won't even consider it. I think I counted one house with artificial siding on it there. Joe said, I think he didn't like the architecture in it, but it was when I babysat there at 10, this house would be 77 years old, and it has not changed one bit since
I was
there.
And that was in the 1930s and 40s?
Pardon?
1930s and 40s?
So that house, I think the record shows, was built in 1930. But those houses have not changed, and they have. He apparently didn't like the design, but, and you have nothing to do with it. They decide. But I'm wondering why they would decide something like that when it was the start of ranch homes and attached garages in this whole area.
That would be a question for them.
I'm going to write to Joel and ask him because he didn't answer my last question.
He did answer that one because that one Jennifer had identified as being a potential historic district. Jennifer had potentially thought that could be a potential historic district, and then she drove the village with Jim Drager, and Jim Drager said no. So then, I think it was the last time that Joe DeRose came up, was that in January, I think, of this year? I specifically asked him about those two streets and said that Rita had felt, and with all of her history in that area, that should be a historic district, and why wouldn't it be? And Joe drove that area with a map and put X's on the houses that he felt were original and retained their historic integrity, and it wasn't, you need, I think it was an 80 or 85% in an area for it to be considered a historic district, and there were too many gaps in that, and it wasn't he always used the word cohesive look or cohesive neighborhood, and he said he just couldn't get that in that area. So Jennifer identified it, Jim Drager looked at it, and Joe DeRose, and they all felt that way, so...
Well, I think they were wrong. But
so the reason that that's an important subdivision is that's the advent of the curvilinear streets instead of the grid pattern. Landscaping is very important. So those are things that started out the development of suburban developments in Wisconsin. So that's
but
a very
see how when you take Lombardi's district, I think Judge Doty, who lived there, was much more important.
But there isn't a building to associate it with.
But I remember the bricks from the chimney.
It's gone.
Okay. I'm just worried about having what I was responsible for change so drastically, and people being afraid to. If you were to give one of my friends a job, let's say, I would say, I might be a little careful if I were you.
We might want to ask some questions about how the project was going to be managed. Now that we've learned something from your experience, we can take... I mean, it's too bad that had to happen to you, but it might... What you're bringing forward to us now is maybe something that'll help us avoid it in the future.
We'd ask
specific questions
like being
who gets to edit your work, for example,
yeah.
And we can now we know more.
I would hate for this present list that's in there to be go under my name. I really would.
I think it would be cool if Historic Alloy Society had its own document of this people and stories.
I think we should. I'm glad you suggested it.
I think that would be a great complimentary piece.
Rita, I took my name off it because I was upset.
And it doesn't.
Well, I really felt like I should too, but I thought they would change it after I started running to Bob, and it didn't work.
And it doesn't specifically tie your name to that section, so you shouldn't feel that people would single you out.
But I know I did it.
Right.
And I know how it was changed, and I just felt the person who changed it should have at least contacted you or whoever was in charge to find out.
Mm-hmm.
It's a process. We learned something. And
I didn't mean to take so much time.
No, it's important that you said that. It's important that we're all learning.
Well, here I came with two papers to show how important alloy people were, and it leads to 45 minutes.
Well, maybe something
good discussion, though.
Yeah, a couple of things have come out of it. Your organization now maybe has a project, and separate from what we're doing, and then we've all learned that maybe we need to ask more questions going forward when we contract
people.
Someone to do some work for us. We need to make sure we're understanding how it works. So, thank you.
And could I say one more thing?
Mm-hmm.
All of you people are so young, including you.
Me?
Yeah. Wouldn't it be beneficial?
70 years old. I'm not young.
You're what?
70 years old. I'm old.
Oh,
girl.
You're young enough to be my son. But wouldn't it be helpful to have somebody? Now, Bob and Carol Bush, I graduated from high school with them. They're pretty sharp yet. He's from Alloway, but they haven't lived here. But wouldn't it be nice to find somebody like that knows so much about Alloway?
One of the topics on our agenda is...
Pardon?
One of the topics we're going to discuss tonight is to talk about ways to fill committee vacancies. And we have two vacancies. So.
Did anybody ever... I don't think she'd accept it, but Barb Bushman would be one.
We're going to talk about that tonight.
Oh,
I don't
okay.
know what everybody's
if,
input
if
is.
If I have any... If I know of anybody that I
Please
think
tell
would
us.
Be, can I contact you?
Sure.
Good.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, we need input, and we need people.
Because, you know, there's nothing like local knowledge.
Yeah. No, I certainly can appreciate that, because I'm only here 3 years. You know, and I've lived in a lot of other places. But
how long have you lived in Alloway?
3 years.
3 years?
3 years, yeah. So...
See, the reformatory inside used to be my playground.
Oh. Yeah, we're just down the road. We live on Arrowhead Drive.
You live on Arrowhead?
In that district
be,
you were talking about.
To me, that should be in the historical district.
Maybe someday. Anybody else have any comments before we move on?
I do.
Yep.
Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. I just wanted to ask a question. With regards to the intensive survey of 2012 and 13, did we pay for an intensive survey of the entire village or for just three neighborhoods? We got a windshield survey without any documentation and an intensive survey of 900 properties, and they were supposed to do an intensive survey of over 2,500 properties. So that was what my question is did we pay for an intensive survey of the entire village?
We have a survey paid for to document the historic significant architecture in the building.
All five?
No number put on that. 785 properties were documented in the survey.
And that's what we paid for. So we have acceptable notes on 785 properties, so which would include roof style and a good base
acceptable
database.
By us, the village, Wisconsin Historical Society. Yes.
So it has it gives you a baseline database for which to judge.
It's an acceptable complete report.
Okay, so
to
so
the Wisconsin Historical Society, who paid for the grant.
The National Park Service paid for the grant. They administered the grant, and that's been clear to me. So the state said that they don't keep any of the records, they just do the database. And so they distance themselves from this report. Okay.
It's an accepted report, and it's our base for moving forward.
And there's, you see, the state has indicated that they want this group to be a regulatory group to prevent historic properties from being modified, and there's no record of the current status of the 800 buildings, what they look like now with regards to roof style, front porch, garage door, or the front door that's been replaced, because there were 100 properties that were removed from the report because they had newer garage doors and newer front doors, but there's no record of what those buildings were. So apparently,
again, it's a starting point.
It's a complete document. It's not a starting point. It's not a baby step. It's a complete document that's supposed to last for 20 years.
It's our basis for moving forward.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else?
So I guess we'll move on to numbers 7 and 8, discussion on which district recognized in the intensive survey is being eligible for the National Registry to focus on. And then coincident with that is number 8, discussion of on public information session for building and creating awareness of these historic properties and districts. So how do we want to... Trevor, do you have anything to start us off with? I know you sent a couple of emails out with some information from the Wisconsin Historic... Wisconsin, whichever.
Historic Society, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And there's stuff in here, too. There's stuff in the appendix.
There is stuff in the back of the intensive survey.
So should we talk about creating awareness first, or should we talk about which of the three, I guess number one, should we... We can't make a decision tonight, right, because we don't have a quorum, but we can talk about it. We've kind of talked about the fact that it was recommended that we pick a district as our next subject to try and move forward with the, And so we have three districts. So should we talk about which districts we think should do it or not?
I don't think we should make a recommendation on...
That's fine.
A district, I think I would be in favor of having a public meeting introducing the historical preservation in Alloway, introducing the report, inviting everyone from the three districts plus the 13 individually eligible properties all to an informational session that we could have representatives from the state here to explain next steps, to gauge interest, to find out and buy in as well to the program, help us establish some credibility moving forward, and more that we're about working together and we're not trying to dictate who goes first. I think that would be a mistake.
And I think, that's a good first step to do that. And I wasn't even sure if the owners of the 13 single-family homes were notified or have been notified.
They haven't.
So we have to start there.
Yeah.
And the same with those districts. I mean, you could see how one district might be easier from the standpoint of going through the paperwork, but it doesn't mean that we shouldn't look at all three of them together. We're not in a position to just pick because we think that...
I think
Sunset
we should
Circle is
the
easiest because there's only 16 of them, or right. Miramar Drive is the easiest because it's one street and it's clearly, so.
And then that would give the opportunity for the residents and the owners to ask questions.
And by that process, we're all going to learn things.
Yes.
Things that we don't know.
Yes, we're all learning.
And we'll be more informed when it comes time to make a decision.
So we can make sure that the advantages of being in a historic district are clearly noted, the tax advantages and that type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some are concrete and some are just like general, like just a sense of pride or ownership in a neighborhood where you know that your neighbors are thinking about whether or not to put that aluminum siding on or tear off the garage, and they're probably going to try and do that. And I know I mentioned I lived in an area that wasn't designated as such, but all the neighbors looked around and tried to make sure that our homes looked like they belonged together.
Mm-hmm.
To the extent that when we painted our house, we did some research on what colors were used in 1914, because that's when the house was built. Other neighbors did the same. So it can go a lot towards, maybe that neighborhood now no one ever identified it as one. I just said, it was just old. but we need to build awareness. I would agree with that.
As far as timing on it, if we were to try and fit this in before the next granting period, we'd need to do this soon, very soon. Otherwise, I would recommend waiting a little bit, maybe till winter or spring, because if we have the meeting and then get interest and then sit on it for a year before we can apply for a grant, that's not going to be... We're going to lose momentum.
Applying? Can't you start writing the grant and then just drop in which districts want to be included? You can't start working on it. When is the due date for the...
Letter of intent would be due early September with estimates. So two estimates for whatever projects we were going to go forward with.
Would it be wise to get estimates on the three places now so that we know?
I don't know how long that estimate would
last. I think that's presumptuous.
If it's usually a 90-day or something.
When I responded to the to the emails, I think I was thinking about how a lot of people are on vacation in the summer and maybe just a lot of things going on with their kids playing baseball and stuff, and it just might not... We might put a lot of effort into it and not get... You know, it'd be nice to have that room filled mm-hmm. with a lot of people. And I think the best time to do that would be in the fall when everybody's kind of in that mindset, okay, school's back in session, you know, and whatever, my vacations are over. And, you know, if we could start publicizing the fact that we're going to do that and planning ahead for it and understanding what we need to do and getting people...
Do we have a mailing budget at all? Like if we needed to send notices?
Well, I think that...
I can look into that.
Okay.
I'm sure we would
I'm
be
wondering
able to
if we could do it like a save the date postcard.
Okay.
And then the formal announcement. So two mailings to, what is that, 158 or so?
Okay.
On that list. And then make like a public, maybe news release for the rest of the village.
Okay.
Is that something you could put in the Green Bay Press Gazette? Or not? You know, I mean...
Debbie has a notification
list
for
how to do
that. So I think if we just wrote something for a news release, that would suffice.
Yeah.
And then put it on the village website, but then a direct mail piece to the specific members of the districts, potential districts,
and
the
13 homeowners. Yeah.
Yeah.
If the weather isn't bad, I wouldn't be opposed to stopping at people's home with information just...
Oh, sure.
If we want to...
Mm-hmm. Wait, do we have any ordinances for solicitation, though?
I think that we could get a permit through the village if needed.
I don't want to cause
We're not selling anything. I think if we just stop and say, oh, you know, you have a nice house, and did you know part of this district, and we are going to have a meeting, you know, just having that face-to-face might be better than somebody getting a postcard in the mail.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, if we kind of target an area, if, you know, if a couple of us go together
mm-hmm.
and...
I'd certainly be willing to do...
You
know, I mean, the more we interact with your folks, I mean, face to face, they may come to the meeting and you already have established a connection. Oh, yeah, I remember that guy. He came to the door. We thought he was selling something.
Right, or the neighbors talked to each other. Oh,
yeah, you
were out that day and this guy stopped.
Yeah,
what he showed
us. So I think that's a good idea, too. And that's, I mean, it takes a little time, but it's not that. I mean,
the biggest one is going to be that Robinson Hill area.
Down by, we can go to Lorelei for dinner afterwards.
There you go.
It's just down the road.
If we're not going to do the historic districts this year, the 13 individuals are very interested. I know that the property owners at Wind Acres would like to have theirs nominated right away because there's some things going on that would benefit them. Wind Acres would be the first one that I recommend, and they're already on board. They'd like to have their house nominated. And that's on Webster Avenue. And then the Brusky House, too, would be a good one right away.
That's the also Lombardi one.
Was it? Okay. Well, they couldn't have it. But, so Wind Acres next to Heritage Hill, they would like to have their house nominated if it's not going to cost them anything.
Now, me being new to this... you said the residents haven't been notified yet? Okay. So would you guys want to hold some...
Not officially. They may have
okay.
heard when... I mean, this is on the website. They have public access to it, but... but we haven't sent them anything saying you've been identified as.
Because if everybody came and started asking questions, we don't know the answers, so we would be overwhelmed. And until we get all of our information together, I don't know that we want to.
We would be learning at this public information session along with them.
Okay.
And you were planning on inviting a representative from the Wisconsin Historic Society to come and answer questions as well.
I definitely could.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there were names that you had mentioned for that, yeah.
So I think that the Historic Society can contact the people who live on Webster Avenue and have them write a letter of request for the next meeting to be nominated. I think that a letter coming from the people in the report can kind of jumpstart it so they can get a grant this year.
I don't know that we're ready for that.
We just did. We're doing two right now. So if we did two more next year...
we're not.
But also, I know that it was stated that we don't want to be like we're picking and choosing people and somebody would have an unfair advantage. So if we do this...
Because they haven't come before the board asking for it. I mean, we're only here about it through you.
Right. So if they... Well, what I said is they would write a letter to this commission, this committee, requesting that they be nominated on the next grant cycle.
I don't think we're ready to make that move because that's no different than us sitting around the table deciding we're gonna choose Miramar as the district and we're gonna do that next. You know, I think we ought to be in the public view in terms of having open house and public meetings. So everybody hears the same thing, everybody has the same and can hear the answers to the questions, and at that point we could see if there's enough interest to do that, but I think we need to know more before we just, you know, I'm not in favor of picking something and moving forward with it, in other words, right now.
So the public does have access to these conversations through the website because this is on audio now.
Yeah.
So anybody who wants to find out about it, whether they're in a district or whether they have an individually eligible property, then they can go ahead and do that.
They certainly can, yeah.
And then if somebody feels compelled, for example, the Wind Acres property, if they have a significant reason for wanting it done right away, because that house needs to be protected from a proposed public improvement, and if the state will pay for that study, they would like it done right away.
So they need to come forward.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right. So that's what we're trying to
provide venues for those types of folks to come forward.
Correct.
And that would be one case where they probably would.
Right. So there's a public when somebody has a public improvement pending.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
And they certainly have the right to do that on their own too,
correct,
without
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Through our committee.
Yeah.
Anybody could apply to put their
as long as they don't mention my name, it's okay.
So what have we decided so far? What's our plan going forward?
I don't know that we can decide anything, can we?
We can't decide, but
we can
at least get a consensus of what we think. Right? We all have opinions.
Okay. I like that idea of inviting everybody and then seeing which area has the most buy-in before, rather than us picking an area.
I agree. I think I don't personally have enough information with anything that I see, and I think that we'd get a better product if we got all those people. We might find that we might look at Robinson Hill and think, oh, gee, it's kind of not really contiguous, and maybe there's some funky places in there, because I drove through all the streets more than a couple times. We might find that every one of those residents comes because there's something we don't know about. They all get together and have cookouts in the backyards, and they've been talking about it. We don't know what they're thinking. We need to know that, I think. We need to know what everybody's thinking about, so we're not trying to push something through it at the expense of someone else who really might want it more. So,
when are you guys thinking of? I mean, do you want to do it like Bobby said, sooner rather than later, or do you want to do it? Because I mean, if you guys want to do it sooner, then I can start working on it and have something ready to send out.
I think it'll be hard during the summer to get people.
Okay.
We can't even get a quorum.
I'd kind of, if I was voting, I'd vote for like September, October.
Okay. Or later.
After school's back
later in the winter.
Then we're going to be sitting at it for a year.
Yeah.
That's my only fear. Okay. We lose momentum.
So what's
if we have
what's
a meeting and then sit on it for a year until the next granting cycle.
So what would be another approach then to not lose?
I would like to see us save the date. If we're not going to do this immediately for this granting cycle, a save the date card in fall for maybe a January or February meeting.
And then maybe try to visit the people in the fall?
A follow-up in spring.
Okay.
Do you feel that we should do it sooner or later? Which is your preference?
I don't have a preference, but I just know we need to make a decision quickly, and we can't because we don't have a quorum.
Can you do a quorum by email?
No.
So the soonest we could have a decision would be the end of July, and I don't know that that's enough time to pull it together.
Has this map been displayed out in the hallway? Has anybody that said, hey, you know?
It has, and I've also had this attached to it.
Okay.
But no one's, to my knowledge, has said much.
Okay. But nobody said, hey, my house looks like it's in that district. What does that mean? Nobody, nobody said that yet?
No. Not to my knowledge. I can check with Carrie, the receptionist, because okay. I'm only here 20 hours a week.
Okay.
Now that you're talking about the map, the comprehensive plan has the Robinson Hill has Old Alloway, OLD, which is different than Old Alloway, OLDE, which is the area around Heritage Hill and the original 1893 plat of the city of Alloway. So there's a difference between OLD Alloway, which is in the north section, and OLDE Alloway, which is got its name in the in probably the 60s or 70s when Sunset Park and all the and some of the new subdivisions started getting made, because we when those subdivisions were originally planted, they were new in the 20s and 30s, and the people who moved in the 70s said that's old Alloway versus the new stuff. So, but there was just a difference I saw in some of the references. There's a difference between OLD and OLDE Alloway, and it gets confusing.
So are we going to, it looks like we're in a situation where we need to put this on the agenda, this topic, for further discussion on the agenda for July.
Okay.
Unless someone has another suggestion.
So a discussion on how to raise awareness of the districts and individual properties?
I think when rather than how.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's an action item for when you're going to do it.
Yep.
So we've had discussion. You've had discussion. And then people should, the public should know that that's when action will be taken. So it's an action item.
Any other comments or discussions on those on item 7 or 8. I guess then we'll go on to the item number 6, which was moved, which is discussion of ways to fill the committee vacancies, which we've kind of touched on randomly here. Does anybody have any ideas, suggestions for what to do beyond what we're already doing?
As part of our notifications, I think, especially if we do a save the date message, that would be a prime opportunity to ask for interest in the board membership, which is why I moved it to after the discussion.
No, I think that's fine. Thanks for doing that.
And if we are going to visit with these letters and gauge interest, that could be a personal
And it might take that
inquiry. Mm-hmm. Plus, I had asked about updating our time on the meeting time on the website, and that hasn't been changed yet.
Okay, Sherry said it was.
I checked this afternoon, and
okay.
It wasn't.
Okay, all right. Yeah, no.
Oh, wait, would I have to clear my cache, maybe, in my computer?
I
agenda to refresh showed up it. Six. The agenda showed up correctly.
I know, but when people are looking at all of the committees to serve on, it says it's the fourth Wednesday at 5 o'clock, and that might keep some people from applying. So I thought if we had a corrected time in there that it might help. I don't know.
I will definitely check on that tomorrow.
Okay. I never cleared my memory, though, the cache memory in my computer, now that I'm thinking of it, and maybe that's it.
Okay.
But this afternoon it still said 5. Okay. 5 o'clock.
I did see on the agenda for the village board for next week, they are approving a member to your committee.
Oh.
Do you know who?
Darren Atkins.
Darren Atkins? Do you know who that is?
I believe he's lived here. He appears to be in his 30s, but he's lived here for a few years.
They're approving him for what? Member of this committee?
Yeah.
Somebody applied to be on the committee?
So.
Good. No, don't know.
He applied to be on all the committees.
Okay.
He's the representative. He's a representative from the village board?
No.
Or he'll be on the committee?
Correct.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, that's good.
So he said
okay.
Put him wherever he's needed, and he said he checked off all of them.
Okay.
So they selected
okay.
him.
I saw in some meeting minutes that you had recommended that one of the village board members be on the committee. Did they seem receptive to that idea at all?
No.
Okay.
We're one of the few municipalities that don't have somebody. If we're going to be regulating people, we should have an elected official on the board because...
We can't have a member on the board.
We can't.
Because when I was running for village trustee,
that's
I would have
right.
had to give
but
up
they would,
this
but
position.
But they were going to change the ordinance to say that a village board member would be on this committee.
I don't know if they did that, though.
They didn't, no.
No,
but they could.
I don't think so. But yeah, most of the other places, most of the other places have a somebody from the village who's an elected official on the historic preservation committee. The Bureau does, Green Bay does, Whitefish Bay does.
So we have now only one vacancy then.
Potentially
one vacancy.
Yeah.
And according to the way the ordinance is written, it's recommended to the extent possible to have a real estate licensed real estate agent, and was it an architect? Was
mm-hmm.
it? Yeah. And do we have either of those in this group now, including the new?
Jean was our real estate.
I know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Does anybody ask Jean if she knows somebody? Well, she's in the business and she lives.
Steve's in building, but not an architect.
As close as we could get to an architect.
He's in building trades.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I've asked a few architects that live in Alloway,
and they're not interested.
No.
How about real estate agents?
I don't know any.
That's why I was wondering if anybody had asked Jean flatly, just because she's... I'm sure she knows all of them. Isn't it?
Probably.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm a real estate agent, but I need to be on the outside keeping you guys on the straight and narrow.
So do you know Alloway real estate agents that you can kind of send our way?
I'll let the... I shouldn't be involved in that selection. I shouldn't be involved in that selection. Thank you.
I can ask Mark Wonichek and see if he knows of anyone.
Yeah.
He doesn't live in the village?
He does.
Oh, doesn't
his
he?
Office is in the, office in the village.
Yeah.
His headquarters. He lives in the village, too, I think.
I believe so, yeah.
Good.
I can ask him. Maybe he's interested. I don't know.
He's on a lot of committees, though, isn't he? Boards. Economic development and stuff.
ABA.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, we have some things to pursue, and we've got potentially one new member.
Who does the village Facebook? Do they put up any applications? Notices of vacancies?
I don't know if the village has. Do they have a Facebook?
I think they do.
They have a The Parks and Rec has a Facebook.
Oh, is it just Parks? No, I don't think it's just Parks. Maybe it is.
I don't know. I can find that out.
I don't remember.
I don't do Facebook. I don't know. What are you talking about? Facebook? What is the village on Facebook? Every month I let the Historic Society know that we need somebody on historic preservation, but nobody's volunteering.
Because it's
well, and then frankly, I'm not interested because my neighborhood isn't one of the districts. And if we had gone back and had the original 13 districts that were selected, we would have a lot of people here. But,
was your house in one of the original 13?
Close enough. Yeah. My street was over. Yeah. And so, you know, Old Alloway, you know, there's a lot of neighborhoods in Old Alloway. Those people are very interested in, but Old Alloway got deleted. That's why I got so upset. It's because everything from 172 to Mission got deleted.
Anybody else have any suggestions or ideas or have we exhausted our possibilities here?
I'll keep asking.
Yeah, that's all we can do is keep asking. You know, keep. Too bad the village doesn't have a weekly newsletter or something.
I think that they do have an email Jim Rafter has set up so that they do have a way of communicating with people on a more regular basis now. Mm-hmm. So they can reach out.
Jim?
One of the new trustees has been working on improving outreach to the community. So we've been collecting email addresses. So you can get that out with how many names are on the list now? A couple hundred?
That I do not know.
I think they got a couple hundred by now.
I know he has been working to set one up. I'm not sure how.
Yeah, so you reach it, send out a couple hundred emails, and that should cover a lot of the village.
Okay. I guess we'll go on to item number 9 then. Next meeting date and agenda items. And we talked about having a meeting next month in July. And we talked about a couple items to be put on that agenda so far.
July 23rd would be the fourth Thursday, or Wednesday.
So
that works for me anyway. I don't know how.
Works at this time for me. Yep.
Okay. That is the regular scheduled meeting, so we shouldn't have a problem with saying that.
Yeah.
I have two items jotted down here. One was from the last meeting, a review of raising ordinance that I would put together. I have something in the works, so that should be okay. And then the other one I heard from this meeting, when to hold the public information session regarding the districts and individual properties. Mm-hmm. I don't know if anyone has any others.
Can we add new business to all future agendas in case something would come up last minute, like to the end?
So for the next agenda, can you also add on the individual Windacres?
Only if they send something in. They have to send
They'll send it in to, who should they send it in to?
Trevor.
So do 2 weeks prior?
I think 2 weeks prior to.
Yeah, so I'll just have them send something that says that they'd just like to move forward with it.
Okay.
Okay.
So the topic is when to have the public information session, right? Not everybody knows what we're going to do there, right? So we don't have to have that as an agenda.
Well, we might have to bring Steve and Josh up today.
Yeah, but I mean, as far as
Although the minutes might reflect that, so.
I'm hoping that at that informational meeting, Joe DeRose has a,
yeah,
some kind of a presentation that we don't have to...
He does, be, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so first things first, figure out when it is, and then we'll decide what we need to do.
Yep.
And it's not such a stretch to figure that out, so we don't need to talk about it right away. Okay.
Do we have to confirm anything with our current grant project, or is that done and in the works?
That should be good as soon as I get it back, the contract from
okay.
Dennis and Steven and Ivan will sign off on it, and so will Jennifer, and we'll be good.
Okay, cool.
And at that point, Jennifer knows what to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they won't be waiting for us to invite them. In other words, right? Because they have a timetable and their timeline, and they've been here before, and so we're at their disposal if they need help. But the village is, you know, to go open the doors or whatever.
I'm assuming because she hasn't said anything that the month delay hasn't thrown her too far off schedule. And her proposed schedule or timeline had it completed in November, so
well before the one is needed. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So a month or two is not going to matter. That's right. Okay. Anything else?
Well, can I just confirm that next time we have our historical meeting, that we will be handling the sports and the notable people, or making our own lists?
I think that's up to your group.
It's your group.
It's up to your group.
So
whatever you guys decide to do.
What you're looking for is, has this committee asked us to gather the list, to gather a document of notable people and tell the notable people history? If we haven't been asked that. Okay, so this committee has not asked Historic Galloway to do that. So whatever we do on our own, we can do on our own. But this committee has not asked Historic Galloway to do anything.
But the initial committee did.
Correct.
Input for
but
this.
But that report is now done.
That was then, and this is now. And we suggested that it might be a good idea, but we're not. It's not a request.
Yeah, if it was a request, that would trigger it going into the comprehensive plan.
Yeah.
And Historic Galloway Society meets tomorrow night, right? Mm-hmm. So
no, I think they postponed that.
Oh, I didn't get anything on that. Otherwise, I was going to say we can talk about it further tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I don't. I think I didn't get any notice.
Okay. For Thursday, I think.
Well, since we can't. If we don't have a quorum, we can't vote to adjourn, right? We just have to.
We're stuck here.
We can't.
We don't have a quorum, so we can't adjourn.
And then one more thing. I think that it's important that while we do follow, in general, the rules, Robert's Rules of Order, committee meetings, and I've gotten it from Stephen, from the village attorney, that committee meetings are less formal than we don't have to follow all the parliamentary procedures that are required of the full board. So however you want to run your meeting is the way to run the meeting, using the Robert's Rules of Orders as a guideline. Mm-hmm. But you get, it's your meeting, you get to run the rules.
I agree.
Okay.
We're adjourned.
Good.
Okay. At 7:20.
Adjourned.